As we approached this day, Easter Sunday, it became a concern to me that, believe it or not, there are actually some in the church who refuse to teach, as part of the story of Easter, the crucifixion. We'll certainly, later today, this morning, discuss the resurrection, but they avoid the crucifixion for two primary reasons. One, they feel that it's too violent, really, and they don't want to expose, especially children, to that aspect of the story of Easter, while there are others who feel that the crucifixion implies, at least, that it was the Jews who killed Jesus Christ, taking it as an action as a blanket statement. History is what it is, and acts are what they are, and players are who they are, but a blanket statement that is not. What that does avoid, though, is one major element of what this day is all about. How without the blood of Jesus and the blood of the cross, that redemption is an impossibility.
Not only must the kinsman redeemer be related, he must also be willing. Boaz was eager to redeem Ruth. He was doing a tap dance on the hood of his red truck. He was still shouting, "Whose damsel is this?" Christ was eager to redeem us from our sins. For he said, "Whosoever will, let him come and drink of the rivers of life freely. He that hath the Son hath life." Thirdly, the kinsman redeemer must have the ability. Boaz had the ability. He was a mighty man of wealth. But there is another kinsman who was not able to redeem Ruth. This is where the story complicates a bit. But it's because the Old Testament is God's will concealed. The New Testament is God's will revealed. He is called the barefooted kinsman. He was related, but he had no ability. Who was that? It was the law of Moses. The law of Moses had rules and regulations for us to follow, but it could not redeem us because it required the shedding of blood. Therefore, Jesus Christ left the balconies of heaven, became a human embryo in the body of Mary, was born with the blood of God in his veins, and when he died on the cross, it was precious blood that redeemed us. His precious blood makes us whiter than snow. His precious blood breaks the power of sin and its dominion. We are set free through the blood of Jesus Christ. Give him praise in the house of God. Fourthly, the kinsman redeemer must have the price. Boaz was a mighty man of wealth. He had the price. Jesus was the only one who had the price. Precious blood, undefiled by the curse in the book of Genesis. What can wash away my sin? We sing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Say it with me. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.